بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يتمنين أحدكم الموت لضر أصابه، فإن كان لابد فاعلا فليقل: اللهم أحيني ما كانت الحياة خيرا لي، وتوفني إذا كانت الوفاة خيرا لي. متفق عليه. We are still in this chapter of patience, and every hadith explains the great importance of patience to develop this quality of sabr within oneself, and that is a definite effort which a person has to make in order that it comes within him. It does not just fall from the air. A person has to make an effort that he has the quality of exercising patience. In this hadith, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum says that Nabiya Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَتَمَنَّيَنَّ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ لِذُرِّنْ أَصَابَهُ. None of you should desire for mort, that I die because of some difficulty that has befallen him, some calamity, some difficulty that befalls him. Many times some problems come and we feel I can rather die. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person should not. He should have, if we have that quality of patience, no matter what difficulties come, a person will be able to tolerate them and he won't say, rather I die. So if we have that quality, then whatever problems, difficulties come in our lives, then we would be able to take them and be able to withstand them. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَابُدَّ فَاعِلًا فَلْيَقُلْ. And if such great difficulties come on him and he feels that he have to desire for more, then he should not ask for more, but he should make dua with these words. فَلْيَقُلْ اللَّهُمَّ أَحْيِنِي مَا كَانَتِ الْحَيَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. Oh Allah, give me life as long as life is good for me. وَتَوَفَّنِي إِذَا كَانَتِ الْوَفَاةُ خَيْرًا لِي. And give me mort if mort is better for me. In other words, he should hand it over to Allah Ta'ala, who knows his condition. So even in that day sabr, that not that I just want to get out of my problem, but that if mort is better for me and you know all my conditions, O Allah, then grant me mort. And if living is still good for me, then grant me life. These problems are here, but that I will overcome them, and my life is good for me. This also for one reason, that as long as a person lives, and of course all this refers to a believer, the amount of namazes he makes and the amount of good deeds that he does. Many times we don't realize many good deeds that we are doing. We do anything and we say Bismillah. We hear some good news and we say Alhamdulillah. And we see somebody has done something good in our family, etc., we say Masha Allah. Many of these words, and they are great, great good deeds, but we don't recognize them, we are not aware of them. Small profits of this dunya, we understand I made a profit here, I made a profit there. But the great profits of akhirat, we are not aware even of them. And all these things are very, very great ibadahs. Death prevents a believer from worship and obedience. Once a person dies, then all his amal come to an end. And there are so many good deeds. A person enters the masjid with the right deed, what a right leg, what a great deed. When he leaves with his left leg, what a great deed. He enters his home with the right leg, also a great sunnah. He leaves with his left leg, also a great sunnah. So all these things, once death comes on a person, then all this comes to an end. Hence, one who is afflicted with illness, poverty, or similar worldly difficulties should not desire death. If we have that quality of sabr, we will be able to make sabr, and whatever difficulties might have come on us, on our close and dear ones, we will be able to endure them. However, in the light of other ahadith, and this is also an important point, that we should not make a deduction just from one hadith. And this is really the work of the great ulama, that all the ahadith and all the teachings of Deen, Quran, Sharif are in front of them, and from that they make a deduction, which we call our fiqh, which we call our jurisprudence. Normally we just look at one hadith and then we want to make a decision, like a person attending a court case and he just listens to one argument and he makes a decision whether the person is guilty or not. On the other hand, the judge or the magistrate listens to the whole case from beginning to end. He ponders on everything. He knows the law. In the light of the law, he makes a decision. That is a proper decision. Not just that we have heard one thing. In the same way with our fiqh, that we just hear one hadith, we see one hadith, one ayat, and we make a decision. That is a totally wrong decision. The jurist of Islam, who keep the whole of Sharia in mind, and so many other sciences of deen are in front of them, and they make a decision, that is a well-informed, a proper decision. So in all matters, we should not just see one side. It is a very lopsided thing. We should see the whole of deen, and we are. It is beyond us. The jurists have done this for us, and we should follow that. So, in the light of other ahadith, the ulama have mentioned that this prohibition is not absolute. That is, that a person is prohibited from asking from death is not absolute. In some circumstances, a person is permitted to desire death. These include the yearning to meet with Allah Ta'ala. A person who is of that level and has got that great love of Allah. And there are many such cases where these people just made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, my secret between me and you has been exposed. People have seen it. Now call me to you. And immediately they die. Many such other instances when a person has got that connection to desire that more to meet Allah. Not because of difficulties of this world. Not because of some illness or financial problems, etc., but that love of Allah Ta'ala. To achieve martyrdom in the path of Allah Ta'ala. That is also a great thing. A person makes dua, oh Allah, let me become a shaheed in your path. And if he is in the jihad, in the battlefield, and he makes dua, Ya Allah, today let me become shaheed. To desire more for that, that is very, very meritorious and a great reward for that. To be buried in a special land, like for example, a person is in Medina Sharif, and he makes dua, Ya Allah, give me more here. To desire that more, that is meritorious. That for some difficulty, worldly difficulty, that is not permitted. To escape the detrimental tribes associated with one's religion. There are a lot of fitnas that are carrying on, and a person feels his iman is going to be affected by that, then he makes dua, Ya Rather, O Allah, take me away now. This fitnas have become so much, etc. So for that reason also to make dua for maut is permitted. So we can see, we might look at just one hadith and we make a decision. But really it is that we should look at the whole of deen, and that is the work of the jurist who have got everything present in their mind. And Allah has blessed them with such taqwa and such intelligence and such memory that we cannot dream even about. And in view of that, they have made decisions, and that is what we should follow.